Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and September brings a number of Cancer Awareness Months. We'll be talking with Carrie Kreisman about ovarian cancer and what's going on with the Celia Mastery event. But right now, we're going to talk about prostate cancer because September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. This is a type of cancer that develops in the prostate, a small walnut-shaped gland in the male reproductive system. Did you know it is the second most common cancer among men in the United States? And sadly, and most people do not with stage one prostate cancer, they don't show any symptoms. Usually the symptoms come up according to researchers at a later stage and it's harder to cure. So it's really important, folks, if you have a loved one or you're a man, do talk to your doctor about prostate cancer screenings. It's very important. And we will have a link to the screening guidelines to help lower your risk of developing prostate cancer. So the top five warning signs of prostate cancer may include blood in the urine, pink or red, difficulty urinating or emptying your bladder, pelvic pain, a sensation of the pelvis, frequent urination. You may wake up several times during the night to use the bathroom or go more often during the day, and a weak urine stream. Other less common symptoms include bone pain, blood in the semen, painful or burning urination, and erectile dysfunction. But the most important thing is discuss your concerns and discuss a prostate cancer screening with your doctor. It's recommended to speak with your primary care physician or urologist and begin screening at 45, although men at high risk for prostate cancer should have those discussions as early as 40, and if in fact it is in the hereditary. Certain genetic mutations can increase the risk, family history can release the risks, and father or brother had prostate cancer. So a test that's done for this is a prostate-specific antigen, a PSA screening test. It's the most common way to detect prostate cancer. PSA is a protein found in the blood in the prostate. And if your PSA levels are elevated, it can mean you have prostate cancer, but it doesn't only mean that. So prostate cancer screening can also include a digital rectal exam. But the most important thing is that you cannot check yourself for prostate cancer. So knowing your PSA level, asking your doctor to when he does your annual blood work to test for that, and staying on top of it year after year can be beneficial. Other medical conditions may mimic prostate cancer symptoms. But to lower your risk of prostate cancer, let's talk about that. Following a healthy diet, such as the Mediterranean diet, may help lower your risk of developing prostate cancer. That's a diet high in vegetables, whole grains, fruits, legumes, and healthy fats. Seeds and nuts are also included. It does show studies like this. It's a double big bang for you because it's healthy for you to eat that way. But more importantly, it's healthy for your prostate. And then for those who are of African-American descent, it is black men are about twice as likely to have prostate, to be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point during their lifetime. Some of it is genetics, some of it is socioeconomic factors. But folks, we encourage you, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. We will have some links for you on our online on-air magazine. So for Live Life Better, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Remember, your doctor, talk to your doctor about any concerns you have about your health, and do get screened for prostate cancer with a PSA test. Be well.